tour, man. Bang for your face, London. 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 Bang for your face.
Okay, sorry for the music. So somebody wanted Public Enemy, so we just clicked a little bit wrong and did Public Domain Operation Blade. I think the soundtrack sucks. We have already a cone fall. I think it's again a complaint about the music. We try to get better. Now we get Robert Miles' Children.
Thank you.
So, hello Chris. So we want to talk a little bit about the Linux Tage in Austria, Vienna. That has been, I think it was 1.5 months ago or so. I've been there, it was very nice. So, but maybe you want to talk a little bit about the Linux Tage.
You have been there as a guest speaker, and Linux Weeks are not even one event, it's a whole community roadshow, Linux community roadshow over whole Austria with more than 12 events and points in each town, each bigger town, presenting Linux, making space for business, lectures, business companies showing their products, the community did install parties, lecturers.
So the main part is the fusion of all the Linux groups of Austria especially, and also worldwide.
The main idea was primarily to get more
cooperation,
inside the community, and to get more press coverage and media power through the point that we have Linux Weeks for more than 2.5 months. So on each weekend we are another in the news and online news and the print news, and so everybody knows about the Linux Weeks anyway. We are on the radio, we were at the TV, and so during this time so much info comes about Linux in Austria, so everybody knows, and this is a big advantage also when you want to get money fundraising for this event from big companies who want to show their products.
So I've seen or I've heard that you also have very capable guests there, very famous people.
Yeah, we this year we were happy to get Lars Weitze from the C4 and also Stefan Merten from Ökonux. The year before we had Eric Raymond in Austria, very interesting guy. I got nearly shot because invitating him because he has a little bit problems about shotguns and so on. But we have a lot of guests from Germany, from Hungaria, from all around Austria, all countries surrounding Austria that want to join and want to come and doing presentations.
So I think this was the curfew for the first part, and we will play some music again. I think it's Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood, if I read all the strange technical stuff here right. And we will later on we will talk about the setting and how the weather was and how nice it was there or not so nice, and why you should visit Linux Tage in Vienna the next time.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one talk. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this child like your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future. We'll be right back.
Hello again, fans. This is Radio Sub Isa at 88.3 MHz. You can call us by camp phone at 55555 or 0334386422246. And we have Chris here from Quintessence, Vienna, and we still talking about the Linux Tage. And talk about a little bit about the location, because I've been there and I think the location is one of the coolest locations ever for something like Linux Tag. It's not something like normally like fierce or exhibition halls or something like that boring, because the whole stuff it's embedded into art.
The museum's quarter in Austria is a very big museum area. And the part where we did the Linux Weeks is the Quartier 21, a big space where Electric Avenue, space for cultural interchange should happen. And so there is interesting architecture inside this old building, not touching the old building substance at all. And there we have our small office, and there are big halls, 300 years old, where we did the conferences, where we had the spaces for the community, for the business, for sun and so on.
Yeah, and it reminds us of the very strange looking blue blocks or something in the middle. So it was a very nice middle area where you can lie around a bit, and this was actually very nice.
And it's very nice because we did it in June and it was quite really hot, and an old building is quite...
Man, I was sweating with my black coat.
That's your fault, sorry. But it was quite okay to be in such halls. We didn't need any air condition and so on. And this was a great advantage at all. Another interesting idea of the Linux Weeks was the big interchange of the community in whole Austria. The people who are doing lectures travel around, do the lectures at different places where Linux Wochen happened, and you could see a real big syndication and cooperation about all Linux communities of one country working on one project together, and everything was shared, the funds, the sponsors, the press. And everything was powered by volunteers. There were no company included in this organization. We contacted every company as the Linux as Linux organizations as itself, and not as agencies who are doing big conferences.
Do you have any? Is there a special history about the Linux Tage, or is this quite club? It was there and worked everything fine.
Linux Wochen started with the Linux Days in St. Pölten, a small town in Low Austria. It was very good powered by the community. We had a real good performance, but the company who doing this conference wasn't good at all, and not very much people could come to there, and the press coverage was also very bad. So
I think I have to stop you now, because it's I think it's news time, and and we will play one song for you.
It's Father Fear, Warriors. We'll be right back. gedacht, begannst ins Angezocht. Da wo du man so Kriegergesicht hat, gedacht, macht sich bereit, hat sich gern die Lenken in Bewegung. Der Kraft der wurde übermacht, wird sie gebracht. Macht gerade hat sich Zeit, wir haben es jetzt mitgebracht. Sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf. Sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf. Sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf. Sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Traum geht weiter, weil der Traum geht weiter. Sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf.
Er folgt noch deinem Traum.
Doch sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf. Doch sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt. Doch sein Traum geht weiter, weil der Zauber wirkt, er wacht auf.
Hello, this is Chrome Demon of Radio Sub-Ether at 88.3 MHz and with the news. Yeah, so we have another nice topic here. Everyone laughs about it. It's fun all the time, again and again. So Big Blue files counterclaims against SCO. So I think IBM is back in the race. So I think it's... IBM on Thursday filed counterclaims against the SCO group in continuing legal battle over the Linux operating system. In a 45-page document that it filed late Wednesday, IBM argues that because SCO distributed a version of Linux under the open source general public license, it can't claim that Linux software is proprietary. IBM also argues that the SCO software violates four IBM patents and that the company interfered with IBM's business by saying it had terminated IBM's right to chip a Unix product AIX, sorry for that. So IBM is seeing unspecified monetary damages and an injunction to stop SCO from shipping its software. The counterclaims came as part of Big Blue's answers to SCO's amendment suit and were filed in the same federal district court in Utah. SCO representative declined to comment immediately on the counterclaims. The patent claims will be expensive to handle, said Brian Ferguson, an attorney with McDermott, Will & Emery. That's a real smart move by IBM, he said. I think that alone could cause some kind of earlier settlement negotiations that are going to really swing the pendulum around IBM's flavor, or at least to a situation of epic-wise, or whatever this means. I mean, SCO has sued IBM for $3 billion, alleging that Big Blue moved proprietary Unix code into Linux and breached the terms of its Unix license with SCO. Separately from the IBM suit, SCO has said Unix code was copied directly into Unix, Linux, and seeks payment as much as too much money per computer from Linux users. I think it's $1,400,000. So I'm getting told that this article is very much, you can see it on news.com. It's one of the articles there. You can, I think I will package this again, that IBM is complaining about SCO and SCO is complaining at the GPL. And I think we have one statement on IBM here is, by distributing products at the GPL, SCO agreed among other things not to assert, indeed it's prohibitive from asserting certain proprietary rights and so on. So it means, no, at GPO put Linux under the SCO and Yeah, GPL is GPL, you know? So we have another thing here. So there are 6 pizza on gate 1. So please, people, there are 6 pizza waiting for at gate 1. And I think this is worth a pizza for the team. I mean, we are hungry here. There's Scotty that looks always hungry, and until he bites me, I think you should hurry and bring a pizza in here, because I may die. So. Yeah, this is Chrome Demon again with the network traffic weather report. So I think Waveland is fine, and prepare your Ngrab to do some IrkD, to do some IrkD grabbing. I think it's very nice to have all the flirt chit chats on the screen. So put your D-Snip on, put your Etherape on, put your Ethercap on. No, not Ethercap, you know, it will break again this whole wireless LAN. So please stay away from Ethercap. Don't ask Goof, be nice. Just D-Snip, just do non-intrusive tools. Thank you very much, bye.
Es wird keine andere sein.
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Mammut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
In ein anderes großes Leben.
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die
Mammut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut?
Dann geh mit dir fort
in ein anderes großes Leben irgendwo.
Und du rufst in die Welt, dass sie dir nicht mehr gefällt. Du willst ne schönere erleben,
doch es wird keine andere geben.
Wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut,
wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut,
wann kommt die Flut?
Wann kommt die Flut,
12 o'clock. So at 12 o'clock, sorry for that, there's a news break here. So at 12 o'clock, all people with just day tickets have to leave the place at 12 o'clock. We are sorry for that, but it's, you know, the day ends at 12 o'clock. You have a day ticket, so you have to leave. Otherwise, we will shoot you in the back. So, or we will confiscate your notebook. Anyway, what you like more, I mean. So we have now a next song. It's very, very nice song. I like it. It's one of my favorites. It's You Hoo Hoo from KMFDM. Very nice texter. Guys, hey angels especially. So if you want to fetch a t-shirt, you have to attend to the angels tent now. So fly to the angels tent, to the chilling sounds of KMFDM, and get your angel t-shirt or burn in hell forever. Thank you very much. Go to the angels. Okay, this is Radio Subisa again with a feature for the Linux-Tage in Vienna, Austria. So, Chris, you want to say something about the organizer of all these nice events?
The organizer of the events were a lot of people, a lot of organizations in all Austria. But I can speak a little bit about Quintessence. It's a net organization in Austria with the target to do a restoration of civil rights in the digital age, which means privacy, data protection, all these things surrounding. And we're doing a lot of campaigns, ETSI, Infopol documents, the PNR documents were brought by Quintessence, passenger name records, where Erich Möchel had a lecture this day, RFID, radio frequency identifications. We do campaigns all the time.
How is this quite good newsletter, Q-Depeche?
We do also
linked to Quintessence.at.
Yeah, we do also the biggest data protection privacy newsletter worldwide, written in German, which has nearly 3,000 subscribers, and it's an interesting combination about journalists, artists, hackers, which make Quintessence a little bit unique and empowers us to do big projects, and like Big Brother was in Austria, Linux Wochen, and so on.
So you said something about hackers, and a bridge to another topic. It's also in the Museumsquartier there in Vienna. So maybe you would say something about your latest heuristic hack, or would you like to call it?
Free VLANs were more and more common in New York and Berlin and so on, but they weren't legal in the way that you do it as an official ISP, doing no logs, doing it totally anonymous to the people who use it. And we did in the area of the Museumsquartier. You can do VLAN, it's anonymous, we have no logs, and it's totally legal to the Austrian laws of data protection and doing an ISP service. So it's more a heuristic hack, and there was a lot of heuristic work to do to figure everything out, to search for all conditions which laws suit for us, but it's totally.
How anonymous is it? Do you any logging there?
We do no logging. We have only a RAM disk. It's a small embedded device box, so we have no chance to log.
And it runs Linux or BSD?
Yeah, it runs Linux.
Okay.
It's not a. It's all created by our technicians from Chaos New Group Vienna and Lores, Michael Bauer and Aaron Kaplan, who developed a special type of Linux VLAN router to do such anonymous VLAN, but with enough security and the choice to put something off the line if he uses it. Is instead of his normal account.
So if he uses, if he tries to break the WLAN, for example, or does nesting thing with all the other people, and
or,
so
or if anybody wants not to use it when he's sitting with a notebook and drinking some coffee on the roads or in the coffees over there, it's more when somebody in the buildings near the Museumsquartier wants to use it as instead of a normal internet account.
I see.
I think we do not want.
For leeching or something. You don't like leeches.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, so we come to an end now. Thank you very much, Chris. It was very nice to have you here. And Chris is still around here, I think, for some days. No girl called in. I told you he's looking very good, but it's your problem, girls. So, last chance, you know, for a call in via phone. Our phone number is 5555 here on the camp network. So, and I see there's a phone, but maybe we can put it through later. And other thing is that we are still hungry here, and we are still would be very, very lucky if someone would bring us a free pizza here. Especially Scotty is starving. He's doing a 6 hours part of work here, or five, or what do you call it? No, never mind. No, don't be nice. No, no. Okay, so we have a very, very nice soundtrack. Next time is the title theme of a very, 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 very extremely cool anime series. It's called Hellsing. It's a quite nice anime series about, vampires. How, what you thought of, and thank you. This is Chrome Demon on Radio Sub-ESA at 88.3 MHz or www.subesa.de. We have one special guest here. It's one of the people, I think, who attended this day or came here today. Yeah. So First, I want to ask you also, my name is Promi, and what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Lode. Hello. I came yesterday from Switzerland. I had a very great journey to Germany.
Do you fly or by train or by car?
No, I came by train with the ETA. Yeah.
Hard day. How long?
9 hours we had.
9 hours. Oh, that's okay. It's not too bad. I mean, last time I used to travel to Vienna and take me 12 hours, something where I said, well, bad.
Yeah, it was okay. I think it's worth it because I've been to the Congress last December. And it was so great, just fabulous, the newest technical thing and everything.
Okay, and when you came in here, what was your first impression? So what is something like, wow, all the lights, or oh wow, all the people, or wow, where can I get my power line?
Yeah, it was also a wow, but about the atmosphere, it's like an atmosphere like in an open air.
Yeah,
so,
straight, right?
I just thought, wow, it's so big.
Do you have any problems with the heat?
A little bit, but yeah. I think like at evening it's okay.
Yeah, I would like to feature the nice lake again, so you should try it. It's very nice. It looks a little bit brown or so, but it's, if you're in it, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, okay, so I have to try it.
Yeah, you really should. And what are you going to do? Or just chill around, look around?
Well, chill around, go to the speeches, just...
Do you fit into one group? I mean, OpenBSDler, Linuxer, or...?
I'm a Debian Linuxer.
Ah, you're a Debianist, yeah. Okay. So, do you have anything to say to your fans?
Yeah, Debian is just the best thing you can have, so just get it and install it.
I would say yes, but Gentoo is also very,
yeah,
very
Gentoo
nice.
Gentoo
is all very nice,
okay.
So it's, I think if my notebook ever gets broke, I think I will give Gentoo a try. Not for service, but for workstations, it's quite nice. So what we don't want to start operating system wars, or we would get killed by all the OpenBSD people. So so we have a next song here. I don't know, it's Judge Dredd Jeansanzug mix, I think, from the Dead Guys. It's quite nice C64 retro mucke. We'll be right back. Okay, we have... Sorry, it's a nice soundtrack, but we have a very, very urgent message from the angel's tent. So it's a very, very urgent message. If you see an angel running around, send it to the angel's tent. But
yeah, hear it. Big alert from the angel tent. Here is Helga speaking. We got the problem there. We're 180 people announcing that they want to be angels here on the campsite, and actually we just got the 42 angels here in the tent. So if you feel like you want to help out, because we're really in the need of angels, of a lot of angels, otherwise one angel has to make a shift of 6 to 10 hours, and that's no good. Please come directly just now to the tent.